Oh, what a beautiful morning. Yeah. Yes, what a wonderful day.
And we've had a lot of those this week. Gorgeous sunrises. I'm Keith Seinfeld here with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And Cliff, are we looking at some more gorgeous mornings this weekend?
Well, we really have kind of blah, boring weather coming up.
Boring? Your idea of a beautiful sunrise is that it's a boring morning?
No, I like a good sunrise as much as anybody. But we don't have any major storms, no major weather, really, as far as I could see. Today, well, we have a lot of clouds around. A weak front is approaching, but it's going to go mainly south. So we'll just have a cloudy day, temperatures getting up into the 40s, and that's about it. Maybe some showers along the coast. And this evening, some showers in southwest Washington. So not much. Saturday, it's going to be a day that we'll get into the upper 40s. There'll be quite a bit of clouds and another weak disturbance. A warm front is going to approach later in the day, giving clouds and some rain to the coast and maybe the very northern part of the state. But that's mainly later in the day. Sunday, a ridge develops over the whole region. So I'm expecting to have absolutely dry conditions on Sunday and maybe even some sun, especially in western Washington and certainly in eastern Washington, and some clouds along the coast. Temperatures getting up into the lower 50s, so above normal. The normal highs this time of the year are only in the mid-40s, and we've had many days above that.
Not a bad time to get outside, I guess, basically. Time to get those leaves out of the yard or head up in the mountains.
Although there's not as much snow in the mountains as we'd like. I mean, this is La Nina year, and the snowpack in the state is below normal. It depends where you are in the state. The upper part of the state, the northern part of the state, is around 95% of normal snow. You get down to southern Washington, it's about 60%. Oregon has 30 to 40% of the normal snowpack. And if you go into California, it's like 15%. So you know, there's a big gradient in snow, and it's below normal everywhere.
So those California skiers need to come to Washington to get some skiing in.
That's right, or go north. Whistler has been getting a lot more snow than Washington. So there's a big gradient of snow, much more north of the border. If you can go up there, that's where you should go.
So a pretty mild weekend, and is that going to last all week, do you think?
Well, on Monday, a weak cold front's going to come through. So we're going to get some rain on Monday, no doubt about it. And temperatures will drop back to the upper 40s. But then, once we get through probably midday Tuesday, a huge ridge of high pressure is going to rebuild over us and over the eastern Pacific. And so we are going to return to absolutely dry conditions, some sun, you know, the cold mornings. That's going to all come back. And it looks like much of next week is going to be, you know, really, really dry and probably warm as well.
When you say return, you mean this is what we had back in the first part of December when it was just kind of dry and sort of foggy in the morning?
That's right. This is very reminiscent of the pattern that we had for two-thirds of December.
So boring weather. That's our forecast. Nothing's happening. And I guess if your job is to look at all this, it makes you start looking for some of the oddities, right? The balmy day had by residents in Eatonville this last week?
We've had a few situations where we've had strong southerly flow, warm air aloft, and places that are downstream of mountains have gotten these surges of temperature. For instance, Eatonville 2 days ago, they jumped into the 60s around sunrise, and that's because the winds were from the south, fairly strong, coming down that terrain that's south of Eatonville and Enumclaw that extends up to Mount Rainier. Another place that got really warm was Pendleton, Walla Walla, places that are north of the Blue Mountains there in Oregon and eastern Washington. Southerly flow, warm air, descending down to Walla Walla and Pendleton. Downtown Walla Walla got to 72 degrees. Can you imagine that? 72 degrees.
That's a weird idea that the air that's descending from the mountains is actually warmer.
What's happened is we have cool air this time of the year near the surface, and then there's some warmer air above that. And then as the air descends from 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 feet, it gets compressed because you're going from lower pressure aloft to higher pressure near the surface. So the air gets compressed, and when you compress air, like in your bicycle pump, it gets warmer.
I see. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to a podcast of our weekly conversation at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.